Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another season of AFLW Fantasy and another season of us here at Free Kick, the AFLW official fantasy podcast. I am so excited that we are back for season 10, and with me, I've got a couple of other free kickers. I've got Liam and Will. Liam, how you doing?
Hi, excited. Yes, I'm absolutely ecstatic to be back. It is truly my favourite time of the year, that time the platform opens, I get to plug in my first team. Even if you've seen me on socials talking about a spreadsheet that allows you to do it already, never fear, the moment you get to put in your first team is truly the best moment of the preseason.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like opening up that platform and seeing a blank team ready to fill in. I think it's the best time of the year. It's a little bit like Christmas.
The only problem being that the wrapping here, which often gets tangled, is remembering your password for AFL ID, which I don't know if you're anything like me. Sometimes it doesn't save correctly, and that's about the only thing that frustrates me.
Well, I can say someone who's not forgotten their password is Will, with a cat-like memory over there. How are you going, Will?
I am very, very excited for this new season, and I definitely haven't forgotten my password because I saved it to the default for the browser, so I will never forget it. But yes, very excited to get into the platform, very excited to be picking the team, and very excited for the season to be starting.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've really had the opportunity to get in and have a chat, so it's great to be back. I suppose there's probably a few people out there, though, who have no idea who we are, so I suppose we should provide a little bit of a background to what we are as a podcast, because we're actually coming into our fourth season now, is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's four seasons. Basically, we started playing AFLW Fantasy a little bit before the official game started 3 seasons ago. We've been playing some of the, I suppose, fan-made accounts and having a great time over the last few years. And really, when we started, I think we got into it just because we couldn't find any podcasts out there at the time that really covered a lot of this content. And since then, we've just been trying to get involved as much as we can. Had the opportunity to interview some players along the way, which has been pretty exciting. And look, as excited as I am about AFLW Fantasy, I can't say I've had any notable results since the platform became official.
Oh, well.
Liam's looking very happy here.
Oh, well.
I guess Liam, sitting there with a little smug face, is that the case for everyone?
Jesus, it's good to be king, isn't it? No, I've had one hat in the AFLW fantasy game, and I really did leave my charge very late, having only broken into the top 100 a couple of years ago in the second last round of the season. You know, thank you, Matilda Schultz. I'll never forget.
No, it's honestly, having some credibility on the podcast, we do appreciate it, because I think Will and I, despite the knowledge we're pretty confident in saying we have, it's not yielded the fruits just yet.
Oh, yeah. I'm entirely here as a AFLW enthusiast and historian. I don't know what fantasy is, so let's hope that this year's a bit better for me, I reckon.
Yeah. No, it's another opportunity, I suppose, for us to try and jump in and put that knowledge to use. So exciting to say that the game is officially launched in 2025. You can go into the platform right now and chuck in your team. Will, I suppose there's a few key dates that anyone listening to this podcast, anyone keen to play AFLW Fantasy, needs to be aware of. Can you run us through what those might be?
Yeah, for sure. And basically, the AFLW season starts on the 14th of August, starts with a Collingwood-Carlton match, so basically a replay of the first ever AFLW match at Icon Park. Basically, make sure you get your teams in, usually would say by the start of that round, so 14th of August, though you do have till the end of the first round technically to get your team put in. There will also be a few pre-season games happening across the next few weeks. The official practice matches are the first weekend of August, so the 2nd or 3rd, but we're also having match simulations, so a bit less formal games. Those will be happening the weekend beforehand, which will be July 25th, so the Friday, and also on the 26th. So a few opportunities for us to go look at your team, see who's playing in new roles, who might be really fantasy relevant across the weeks before the game actually starts in the 14th of August and round one of the AFLW season.
Yeah, I think there's nothing better than getting those opportunities to see the teams in action and having a proper run. It's actually why I think anyone who's been listening to us before is realizing we're actually a member short right now. And it's because we have the fourth Free Kick member, Mel, away on a little bit of a trip in Perth to try and give us an idea of what on earth is going on with those Fremantle and West Coast teams over there and try and shake that Vic bias that may come through from time to time.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you've been listening to us in the past, you'll know that we very often have no idea what's going on with Fremantle's team structure. And that has continued into this season. Basically, as soon as we started talking about what we were going to talk about, Liam's first thought was, again, we don't know what Freo's doing. So the more things change, the more things stay the same, eh, Liam?
Yeah, exactly. Time is a flat circle, and we come into another season going, Fremantle, what's up in the midfield? What's up in the forward line? Who knows? Who knows? We could have eight people in there. We could have three. Who knows? We're just going to punish you for thinking you know the answer. That's the main thing I get from Fremantle, is punishment.
Well, before we get stuck into the many punishing aspects of the season ahead, I will just remind people that if you want to learn about the basics of AFLW fantasy, we'll have an article coming out soon, probably in the next week or so, as well as a podcast that goes through the basics of creating your AFLW fantasy side. So that's something we can get hooked into. But I think the key thing here is we've got to figure out what's caught our mind for the 2025 AFLW season, because there's a lot changing this year. And I think the first thing to talk about is that there are no more double weeks like there were last year.
Praise be. Praise be.
I think we've got a far simpler season ahead of us. It's 12 rounds of fantasy, and there'll be no buys throughout. So I think that is a huge, huge plus. But Liam, I'm going to start with you. What's caught your mind for the season ahead?
It is one number. It is 1,878,000. And that is the price of Ebony Marinoff, the game's greatest ever fantasy player from a, you know, footballing sense. If anyone wants to contest me on that, you know, I'll give you my address. We can battle it out, mano a mano person, because she is a freak. And the big question is, how do we afford that in our team structure? She is that good. She is like 400k more expensive than the next person, averages 30 more points than the next highest person. She is a structure-breaking player, and I would quite like to have her to start the year. It's just going to be, how do we afford that in our teams?
I genuinely don't think that there is a bigger question for our fantasy sides than figuring out, do we start with Ebony Marinoff? And it's so tough both ways, because on the one hand, she's the price of two players. She's the price of like four forwards. It's actually insane trying to figure out how to fit her into her sides. But on the other hand, there's never been a player like her. And with captains on, I mean, what are you supposed to do if you don't have her? You can't keep up.
Suffer. That's basically it. It requires you to have a perfect team otherwise. It would need to be picking three premiums in your midfield who all improve on their price in order to justify it. And I think then that kind of throws up the main reason why I'm currently leaning towards taking it. It's that Kiara Bowers is back. And for those who are not long-time AFLW fantasy players, she is the person that is most capable of challenging Noffy for that queen of fantasy footballers.
I think it's probably a bit disrespectful to say we've never had a player like Ebony Marinoff, because for the last three or four seasons,
145.
I'm not denying that it's clearly the best AFLW fantasy season ever, but we were saying the same thing about Kiara Bowers 2 years ago, saying, is anyone going to be able to catch up with Kiara Bowers? Maybe Ebony Marinoff. So I think Bowers, unfortunately, is a little bit older now, so I think the days of 120 massive seasons is probably behind her, notwithstanding the fact that we still have no idea what's going on at Freo. But Bowers is going to be a really interesting one, which kind of leads me to the thing that I really have thought about a fair bit this preseason. It's the return of the Queens. There's so many premium players coming back off injuries this season, or in Kiara Bowers' case, pregnancy. Kiara Bowers, prior to Ebony Marinoff's massive 145 average last year, she was probably the undisputed queen of AFLW fantasy to begin with, the original greatest of all time. But there's so many other players that are really, really fantasy relevant. We'll stay at Freo. Ange Stannett, massive breakout season 2 seasons ago. then did her knee, listed as a forward as well. So a really interesting option. Our forward line in particular, you mentioned it before, Jono, we've got so many options coming back from injuries. Bonnie Toogood, Chloe Malloy, Taylor Harris, Kalinda Howarth, even Hannah Ewings is another one that's a really interesting player. We've also got some midfielders. We've mentioned Bowers, Ellie Blackburn's another one. And even our rucks, even our rucks has got options. You've got Ellie Morford, who missed most of last season. So there's so many players that are going to be coming in undervalued that kind of gives you a little bit of reason to think about maybe not picking Marinoff, or maybe gives you the reason to pick Marinoff because you're thinking, well, I can afford someone who's a little bit cheaper who I know will go up in price. So maybe I might, you know, cough up for Marinoff. It's going to be really interesting to see how we fit all of those players in.
Quick little sidebar. What's the one position, Will, that you did not mention in that group with extreme baked-in value?
The utility.
Yes, yes, that's where I was. That's where I was leaning. Jono, would you like to try?
I'm going to go with defenders.
Ah, bingo! Will, you lose. You lose the quiz. Yeah, defenders. Just keep this in mind, people. Defenders is going to be the toughest line to pick this year. They're always the toughest rookies to pick, and they've consistently been the kind of lowest averaging line, but we just don't have that baked in value this year. So one to keep stashed away. You hear about it from us very, very soon. It's kind of our first port of call in the line by lines. Just gotta remember, I've got to find defender value. Every time you look at a player, a preseason note, a preseason game, that's where you've got to be thinking.
Yeah, we talk about this. We'll talk about this in our defenders episode, but basically, there are so many players that could average somewhere between 55 and 65. Which of them's going to jump up? Which of them are going to go down? Which will stay the same? It's a really difficult line. And it's made a little bit harder by one of our previously really dependable defender players now being listed as a midfielder only, which is Eilish Sheeran. And that kind of leads me to the next thing that I found super interesting in this preseason, which was more a last year thing, but it's very important for fantasy and for this season, which is there are a lot of massive trades in the trade period, no less so than dual All-Australian Eilish Sheeran heading to the reigning premiers North Melbourne.
Absolutely and the most wild. Stacked and the most stacked best 21 in the comp.
Absolutely
they had literally
wild.
No gaps.
Absolutely wild. And trying to put together their best 21, I was like, I almost can't fit Eilish Sheeran in here, which is ridiculous because she's a dual All-Australian. That's how good North Melbourne is. So absolutely crazy. But yeah, lots of trades, some interesting players moving clubs. Lily Mithen to the Suns, possibly more midfield opportunity there. Hannah Ewings, we mentioned previously, headed over to the Crows. Nikki Barr, inaugural number one pick, going to St Kilda. Ella Heads is a player that we've always been looking at in our back lines. She's now at Port Adelaide, who are a team that don't typically do a lot of kick marking. And friend of the pod, Tara Bohanna, was a big move from Gold Coast to the Blues. There were heaps of other players that moved, so big players to watch across this preseason to see how they fit into their new clubs.
It's unlike you to resist a mention of Nicola Barr at some point. You have been her stan from the beginning of this podcast's existence. Alas, it'll be tough to pick her this year, given she is both not cheap and likely, sounds like maybe playing some time in defence, so.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting player. I think there's a lot of change coming and a lot of players where some of them I'm going, I think they've got more opportunity. The ball will be more in the type of role that they want to play. But some Ella Heads at Port Adelaide is an interesting one because I really, really like Ella Heads. But is there a team that disposes of the ball less than Port Adelaide? It's hard to find.
Answer your rhetorical question, no. No one possesses the ball less. No one kicks the ball. Sorry, no one kicks the ball short less. No one marks the ball less. Whatever stat you say, it's Port.
Yeah, just the anomaly to try and ruin every statistician's dream out there. One of the things that I'm most excited about, though, is whenever we get a new coach into the league, because I feel like that causes a lot of changes and a lot of opportunity for fantasy coaches. You know, we saw it last year. I think a lot of West Coast and Bulldogs players, Fremantle players, were really jumping out across the fantasy world. This year, we've got Reece Shaw arriving at the Gold Coast, who are a team that really fell away last season in a way that I don't think a lot of people saw coming. I think there's still a lot of talent on the list, so it'll be really interesting to see the changes he makes there and if anyone can pop out of that side for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Suns really were a Charlie Robonamore bust team last year. So getting the most out of their list, because as you say, Jono, they have a stack of talent and they've just received a stack of talent through the draft. It'll be really interesting to see how Reece Shaw goes about it.
100%. And of course, talking about the draft, I don't know if we've seen a draft pool of players that has been as hyped up as this one in recent years. I mean, the number one pick in Ash Centra looks like an absolute superstar, and I can only imagine the impact she's going to have at the Magpies from day one.
Yeah, I think they're desperate for some impact across that mid-half forward line, and she's the exact player they need. And you've also got Havana Harris, who's now at the Suns from their academy, who, by all accounts, is the best ruck mid-forward defender you'll ever find, because she can just play anywhere.
That actually alarms me. That's too many positions for a rookie. I don't know if I like it as much anymore. But you can't also forget about like the sheer volume of good fantasy scorers, high talented players that are going later in that kind of top 10. So Zippy Fish, owner of the best name in the competition, extremely talented, extremely athletic and fast. You bloody hope so, given her name. Looks like she might spend some time off halfback to begin this year. I think she could be a star. And the one player that I'm really keen to see is the tackling, you know, superstar that is Molly O'Hare at Melbourne. They've got some space. They're a list in transition. I'm expecting opportunities big and early for Molly.
Yeah, no, I think there's players all across the comp that are going to be jumping into our teams. So the fact that someone like Sophie Mackay slipped all the way down to pick 17 in this draft, when I can see her having immediate impact on that Carlton side, is wild.
Well, I would just like to say it's because she was a father-daughter pick, which I also think is a travesty. Like, other teams should be forcing Carlton to spend more draft points to pick her. It's a joke. But yes, she's also going to be very good. And someone who has been named early as a breakout player.
Yeah, and Carlton being able to use their first-round pick to take Poppy Schultz, who's another fantastic family in the AFLW, with Matilda obviously being the star at Port. The fact that they could pick up a player like that and still get Sophie Mackay that early, really, really great effort for drafting, but you got to wonder, as you said, what's everyone else doing? What are they doing? But there are so many super talented players. Like, we haven't even mentioned Sarah Howley, who was pick 4. Lucia Painter's got massive raps on her going over to West Coast. There's so much young talent. And that's not even including players who weren't actually drafted this year per se, because arguably one of the biggest players that we might be picking in our forward lines was actually, well, not even drafted in the first place. They were pre-signing, but that's Lauren Young at Port Adelaide.
Most talented player probably ever at an under-18 level. She won at Sample W Best and Fairest at 15. Absolute freak, and we were devastated when she went down with a knee injury in the preseason last year. If she's not 100% owned, we're not doing a good enough job, guys. She should 100% be in everybody's team.
Yeah, I can see that almost every forward line is going to look identical this season, because there's so many must-have players in those forward lines. It's truly crazy looking at it.
It's probably the fact that there's going to be more than five players that are going to be must-haves is the only thing that'll create the variation, I guess.
One player that we could use for variation is like a fake draftee, that being Paige Scott, who voluntarily delisted themselves from Essendon and then got picked up by Richmond in the draft. We've talked about them at length on this podcast. They have extreme talent. They love a tackle, love a free against, but we won't hold that against them for now. If they're playing every single week, I think that's a 45-50 point average, which if they're available on our bench for less than 500k, that's a pick for me.
Yeah, honestly, if she could stop giving away high free kicks, honestly, she could be a very high averaging player for our team. So I like the look there. I suppose with all of this said, we've got a lot to talk about this preseason, and probably the most thing is this is going to take a lot of time talking through it all. So what does our free kick content look like for the next few weeks? I think there's a few things to go through. First of all is that we are doing our team previews, our club-by-club episodes, going through, analysing every side and interviewing a player from the club. We're going to be doing that for all 18 clubs. We've already started, and we're going to go through all 18, hopefully to be wrapped up about a week before the season. So have a listen out for those. And for the first time, we're also going to be doing articles going alongside each of those. So keep an eye out for that. We're also going to be doing our line-by-line breakdowns. We're going to go through all the defenders, all the midfielders, all the forwards and all the rucks, as well as doing some listener questions just to make sure that we've got an analysis of how you should be spending your money on each line. We're going to be uploading every weekday, so keep an eye out for those. Guys, have I missed anything?
There are articles on the AFLW website as well. Jono, you and I are going to be putting pen to paper on some articles to go along the line-by-line episodes, also talking about some of the players we've already talked about today. You know, the most important, you know, players who've changed teams, the most important rookies, you know, the most, you know, value players, undervalued players, whatever you want to call it. There's going to be a whole bunch of stuff written down to go alongside just a mountain of audio content.
Yeah, and also doing some team reveals, which I'm excited to do again this year. Love putting those out there and getting the feedback and hopefully improving my side based on what everyone else is saying for me.
And slightly tipping the scales on ownership as well. There's usually a little boost in like the, oh, here's a speculative player that I wasn't sure to fill my 21st spot. They go from 2% to 10 immediately.
Look, I think including Serene Watson was a force for good last season.
And did you finish the season with Serene Watson?
I did, actually. I really struggled last season, so that's a different question.
No, that's good. That's good. Starting with Serene Watson was the player. I know that a lot of people traded her out after week two, and then they became the top five defender. But that's a sore point from last year. Well, let's not belabor it again this year.
Yeah. Well, look, I think that's going to do it for our first episode coming out for the 2025 season. If you want to find us across the socials, you can find us on Twitter at FreeKickWPod or on Instagram at FreeKickWPod. Looking forward to our first 2025 season. Guys, is there anyone that you are looking at in your teams this year as your favorite tidbit to go forward?
Just remember, if you want to play the game, it's at aflwfantasy.afl/. Oh yeah, just go to there and log in.
Go click on the link. It'll be up on our socials.
go find the link somewhere. I'm sure it'll be there. In terms of a tidbit, I think the one that I'm gonna go with is Courtney Murphy as your 300k ruck. They're gonna look dreadful. Their average last year was 7. But they have come across to Essendon, and Essendon have no rucks, basically, that are healthy at the minute. So I think that she'll get time immediately.
No, I do appreciate that. I've also got an Essendon player, and it's Bonnie Toogood. And my basic thought here, guys, is it's a fresh season. We need to let the past be the past. I know she hurt us last year, but there is no way that we can't be starting with Bonnie Toogood on our sides in 2025.
I'd much rather have hurt us from her current price point than where she was last year, though, let's be honest. I feel like I should be picking an Essendon player off that, but I'm going to...
Matt D. K.
No, I'm actually going to stay close to home. I'm going with Georgie Prasparkas, who had a fair bit of injury issues last year, ankles and all sorts of different problems that probably held her back from being the scoring player that she has been in previous seasons. Priced at only 73, I reckon there's at least 20 points worth of value there. Another great underpriced premium.
I love it. I love the unique wheel picks. Always a fun one. All right, well, that's going to be a wrap. So enjoy. We're going to look forward to talking to you more across this preseason. And get involved around the AFLW fantasy game.
See ya.
See ya. Good luck, everyone.